You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Okay, God's holy days versus Satan's holidays. Let me read you a prophecy about Jesus. The Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world, that saves his people, that gives his people life. It's in Exodus chapter 12, verse 3. Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb according to the house of his father, a lamb for a household. Every house takes a lamb. On the 10th day of the first month in the New Testament, you know what happened? That's the day that they chose Jesus. His triumphal entry when he rode a beast of burden into the city and the people lined up and praised him and accepted him and worshiped him. Then he was examined for the next 4 days intensely because they wanted to find a flaw in him. They wanted to be able to charge him with some sin, but he was without flaw. So he was killed on the 14th day of the first month. Exodus 12 verse 6 says, now you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at twilight. That's what happened to Jesus. Exodus chapter 12 verse 12. For I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night, and I will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. Now, the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. They took the blood from that lamb, put it on the lintel, the doorposts of their houses, and when the death angel came through to destroy all of the firstborn, it passed over those houses. Every house that was faithful and obeyed God and did what he said, their firstborn son did not die. They were spared. That's the same thing that's going to happen with the plagues of the tribulation. If you got the blood of Christ on you, on your house, you're not going to suffer. You're not going to get raptured out of here. I don't care what the Baptist preacher or the Pentecostal preacher or any of them tell you. There's no such thing as a rapture. But the blood of the plagues will pass over you. Now, this lamb is all about somebody. Let's read John chapter 1, verse 29. It says, the next day John saw Jesus coming towards him and said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. That all pointed to Jesus. And these people understood what John was saying because they observed Passover. They all had seen a lamb for every household. They knew the purpose of that lamb. It was life. Death would not touch them. Eternal life, spiritual life. Everybody dies. Moses died. Adam died. We all die because of sin. Don't let sin destroy you. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.